Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Peak Mind, by neuroscientist Amishi P. Jha, explores how attention works, why it fails under stress, and how mindfulness training can strengthen it. Drawing on her research with groups such as military service members and high-demand professionals, Jha treats attention as a limited resource that can be depleted by multitasking, emotional overload, and constant digital stimulation. The book argues that mindfulness is not a vague relaxation technique, but a practical set of exercises that improve the brain systems responsible for focusing, noticing distraction, and returning to the task at hand. Rather than promising instant calm, Peak Mind emphasizes a trainable skill, building a steadier, more resilient mind through short, consistent practices. Readers are guided to understand common myths about productivity, recognize the cost of living on autopilot, and adopt a realistic routine that fits busy lives. The result is a science-grounded roadmap to improve performance and well-being by reclaiming control of attention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attention as a limited resource in a distracted world. A central idea in Peak Mind is that attention is finite and constantly contested. Jha frames attention not as a personality trait, but as a mental capacity that fluctuates with sleep, stress, emotional load, and environmental demands. In daily life, the modern attention economy pulls focus in many directions through notifications, rapid context switching, and an expectation of perpetual responsiveness. The book highlights how these pressures create a predictable pattern. People believe they are productive while multitasking, yet their accuracy, learning, and memory degrade. Jha Jha explains that distraction is not merely an external problem caused by devices, but also an internal process driven by rumination, worry, and threat monitoring. When the mind repeatedly drifts, performance suffers, relationships thin out, and even enjoyable activities lose their richness. By treating attention like a muscle that tires, the book encourages readers to design their days with realistic limits, better boundaries, and recovery time. This foundation sets up the practical promise of mindfulness training. It helps you notice when attention slips, understand why it slipped, and regain agency over where your mind goes next. Secondly, the three systems of attention and how they break down. Jha commonly describes attention through three interacting systems that support everyday functioning. One system keeps you alert and energized enough to engage, another steers focus toward what is relevant, and a third detects when your mind has wandered so you can reorient. Under chronic stress, sleep deprivation, or information overload, these systems weaken in different ways. You may feel foggy and underpowered, unable to sustain effort. You may lock on to the wrong target, such as an anxious thought loop, while missing what is in front of you. Or you may fail to notice drift at all, operating on autopilot for long stretches. Peak Mind connects these breakdowns to common experiences. Rereading the same paragraph, snapping at loved ones, forgetting why you walked into a room, or making avoidable errors at work. Importantly, the framework makes attention problems feel solvable rather than shameful. It helps readers diagnose what kind of attentional failure is happening and choose the right response, such as restoring sleep, reducing task switching, or using mindfulness practice to rebuild monitoring and control. The model also clarifies why willpower alone often fails when the underlying systems are depleted. Thirdly, mindfulness training as attention training, not escapism, Peak Mind, positions mindfulness as a structured method for strengthening attention and emotional balance. Instead of presenting mindfulness as a spiritual identity or a way to eliminate thoughts, Jha describes it as practicing present moment awareness with an attitude of openness. The training is straightforward. Focus on a chosen anchor such as breath or bodily sensations, notice when the mind wanders, and gently bring it back. Each cycle of noticing and returning is the core repetition that conditions attentional stability. Jha also addresses a frequent misconception that mindfulness should feel calm or blissful. In reality, early practice can reveal how busy and reactive the mind is, which can feel uncomfortable. That discomfort is not failure, but data. Over time, mindfulness practice can improve the ability to stay with challenging experiences without being hijacked by them, which supports better decisions in high-pressure moments. The book emphasizes short, consistent sessions that fit real schedules, making the practice more accessible than long retreats. It also underscores that mindfulness is not avoidance. It trains you to meet your life directly, with clearer perception, less compulsive reactivity, and greater choice about how to respond. Fourthly, stress, threat, and performance under pressure. Jha examines how stress reshapes attention by biasing the mind toward threat detection and self-protection. When the nervous system is in a prolonged state of alarm, attention narrows and becomes more reactive. This can be useful in short bursts, but over time it undermines complex thinking, creativity, empathy, and learning. Peak Mind is especially interested in high-stakes environments where errors carry real consequences, including demanding professional settings. The book discusses how anxiety and sleep loss can magnify attentional lapses, leading to mistakes that compound stress further. Mindfulness is offered as a performance support tool because it strengthens the ability to notice internal signals of escalating stress and return to the task with more stability. Instead of trying to suppress fear or force confidence, the practice develops a capacity to observe sensations, thoughts, and impulses without immediately acting on them. This creates a small but meaningful pause between trigger and response, which can improve judgment and communication. The broader message is that resilience is not a fixed trait. It can be cultivated through training that improves attentional control, protects working memory, and helps people stay connected to values even when pressure is high. Lastly, building a sustainable practice and applying it to daily life. A practical strength of Peak Mind is its focus on sustainability. Jia acknowledges that many readers are busy, skeptical, or frustrated by inconsistent habits. She encourages small, regular doses of mindfulness rather than heroic but short-lived efforts. The book guides readers to integrate practice into daily routines, using brief sessions that can be repeated and gradually expanded. It also highlights the importance of informal mindfulness, bringing attention to ordinary moments such as walking, eating, listening, or transitioning between tasks. These micro-practices reinforce the same skill of noticing and redirecting, while also making life feel less hurried and more vivid. Jia emphasizes learning to work with distraction compassionately, treating wandering as part of the process rather than a reason to quit. Over time, readers are encouraged to observe concrete benefits, improved focus, fewer impulsive reactions, better recovery from setbacks, and stronger presence in relationships. The book also implicitly supports better digital hygiene and task design, since mindfulness makes the costs of constant switching more obvious. The overall application is broad. Mindful attention can improve studying, leadership, parenting, health behavior change, and any situation that depends on choosing what matters most in the moment. In conclusion, Peak Mind is best suited for readers who feel their attention is being pulled apart by stress, multitasking, or nonstop digital demands, including students, professionals, leaders, caregivers, and anyone working in high-pressure environments. It is also a strong fit for people who are curious about mindfulness but want a science-based explanation rather than vague promises. The book can benefit a reader's life by reframing focus as a trainable capacity. By learning how attention systems function and why they fail, readers gain a practical way to reduce errors, increase learning, and respond more skillfully to difficult emotions. The mindfulness approach presented is not about becoming perfectly calm, it is about building the ability to notice distraction and return again and again, which translates into better performance and greater well-being. Compared with similar books, Peak Mind stands out for its research-grounded clarity and its emphasis on short, realistic training that works for busy lives. It connects the mechanics of attention to everyday struggles and offers a credible path forward without hype. For readers seeking a practical, evidence-oriented guide to reclaiming focus, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Amishi P. Jia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.